There are men, women, and children in Clark County who don't have a bed to lay their heads on at night. There are people in Clark County who are struggling with their marriage. People in Clark County who are struggling to hold on to their sobriety and who are destroying themselves with drugs. There are people in Clark County struggling to hang on to the emotional equilibrium. Single people, divorced people, married people, widowed people in Clark County that are struggling to hang on. There are parents in Clark County that are struggling with their children who are breaking their hearts. There are kids in Clark County who are struggling with parents who either have abused them or they don't care about them. There are people in Clark County who are struggling to hang on to their businesses for one more day. There are people in Clark County struggling to hang on to their car for one more month. Friends, if we are to be the community that loves one another, we do need to be an ER for hurting people and help them back to health. And that starts with you, and that starts with me, helping our local community government. You know, in the first century, they all caught the glimpse of what the love of God meant when he got in their heart and their hands, and it changed the world then. And that's what God has invited us to do this year. And so just specifically to the churches, just think about this. If every Christian for two weeks, if every Christian would be love people the way that God has loved them, if every Christian would just forgive people like God has forgiven them, if every Christian would quit thinking so much about themselves and think about others, be generous with others and compassionate with others, if every father would go home and be the father and the mother would go home and be the mother that God has called them to be, if every child would be submissive to their parents as they are to the Christ, if we would all admit, God, we want to humble ourselves, we want to serve other people, if we would just do the basic things in Clark County and in the United States of America, difference would be felt. Let's not be selfish consumers. Let's be humble followers of Jesus Christ. Let's make a difference. And so government officials, people of Clark County, rich or poor, male or female, married or single, black, Asian, white, we want a community that truly loves one another, don't you? So let's help each other. Let's change this county just a little bit, and maybe the world will sit up and take notice. Let's be a community that obsessed with love. It's so simple. Jesus said to love God and love others. Let's do for one what we wish we could do for many. Let's do it, Clark County. Let's do it with God's help. And that starts with me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you created the heavens and the earth and that it all belongs to you. You are in control and we need you. People need the Lord. You tell us, Father, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And Lord, that's what we're doing right now. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for our selfishness, our prejudices, our anger, and leaving you out in our decisions of life. Forgive us, Lord, heal us, God. We ask for forgiveness for any part in creating division in our community, and in our homes, and in our schools, and in our churches. Heal us, O God. Lord, we ask forgiveness when we fail to express our love to one another. Heal us, O God. We pray our hearts might be changed with the love of God, and may a revival start to love others and love people the way you do. We lift our community leaders up to you, our policemen, our firemen, our first responders. We're praying for them and their wisdom and safety and courage and boldness. And we ask tremendous blessings on their families, Lord. And for all of us, what if we got up in the mornings and just prayed, Heavenly Father, hear my hands, hear my feet, hear my eyes, here's my mind, here's my resources, and here's my pain, here's my story. And Lord, I just want to make myself wholly available to you. I want to know and help someone today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Thank you, Whit, and thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day of sunshine. It's on June 1st, 1792, that Kentucky became the 15th state to enter the Union of the United States. And it was 6 months later, in December of that same year, that the General Assembly of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, they adopted the official seal of the new Commonwealth. You've seen that seal, and so have I, as it is depicted on every Kentucky state flag. Has two gentlemen there, one in buckskin and the other a statesman, and they are shaking hands, and over their heads are written these words: United we stand, divided we fall. For more than 200 years, Kentuckians have embraced and lived by this motto. And if you know anything about Kentucky history, it has not always been easy, especially during those dark days of a civil war. But somehow, in some way, we've been able to work through all of those differences. And I'm completely convinced that that was due to the hand of Providence. I love living in Kentucky. Born and raised in Northern Kentucky, a resident of Clark County for half of my life, 27 years. You can do the math and you know how old I am now. I love Kentucky. It's a great place to live, and it's a great place to raise a family. It's a beautiful state with beautiful people. But as I think about the people of Kentucky that I know and that I am, we could use many adjectives to describe them. They are Kentucky proud. By and large, they are resilient and hardworking. They have embraced rugged individualism. But I also know that to be a Kentuckian sometimes means to be just a bit stubborn. Quite often we have differences of opinion, and we feel strongly and passionate on our position and our conviction. But I want to remind you of this truth that I believe has biblical foundations. United we stand, but divided we fall. Yes, we can, and we must agree, sometimes to agree to disagree for the sake of the Commonwealth. And we can walk through what is dividing us without anger and without animosity and without violence and without hatred for one another. Thus, we have the theme of the National Day of Prayer for us to love one another. And that theme is based upon the words of our Savior that's found in John's Gospel, chapter 13, when Jesus said simply that to his disciples. One day he looked at them as he was preparing them for his departure, and he said, love one another just as I have loved you. Yes, as hard-working Kentuckians, we do have a difference of opinion from time to time, we can come together by loving one another. And I think the secret to us loving one another is by embracing truth. Embracing truth. Matter of fact, where we find truth, we look no further than from the one who said, love one another, because Jesus himself said this: I am the way, the truth, and the life. We find truth in the person of Jesus Christ, and we find truth in his word. Also in John 17, Jesus said that this word is truth. If we're going to love one another, we must embrace the truth of God's word. And here's what I know, and here's what anyone knows that studies U.S. history, that the truth of God's word is embodied in all of our founding documents. It is embodied in the Constitution. It is embodied in the Declaration of Independence. And something that we know about Kentucky history, the truth of God's word has been embraced by the Commonwealth for over 200 years. The truth of God's word is something that if we're going to love one another, we must embrace. We think about words like these that our founding fathers penned in the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal. And I think we all agree with that. We're all created equal, and we're endowed by a creator with certain inalienable rights, life and liberty, and the pursuit of of happiness. Where in the world did our founding forefathers come up with a notion that all men are created equal and endowed by a creator by and from the truth of God's word? And it's the same place that we find a very similar truth where it says that all men are not just created equal, but the Bible says that all men are created in the image of God, which sets us apart from the rest of creation. What is unique about human beings is we were created in the image of God and we have an eternal soul. And here's what this Bible, this book of truth tells us. God loves men's souls. And so should we. I believe the greatest way that we can share the kind of love that Jesus is admonishing his disciples to show, it's not until the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. And the Bible says when a person comes into relationship with Jesus Christ, that God's love is shed abroad in your hearts. And I would contend that without his love shed abroad in our hearts, that it is very difficult at best to love one another the way that he admonishes us. It is very difficult for us to stand united without that love in our hearts. Listen to this passage in 1 John chapter 4, where the Bible says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God, and he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." So let us pray today for our commonwealth. If we're going to love one another, let us pray that we will embrace the truth of God's word, that we will embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we will embrace the simple truth of loving one another. He has loved us, let us love one another. Those we agree with, those we disagree with. Those that are more fortunate than us, those that are less fortunate than us. And yes, those that are born and those that are yet to be born. Let us pray today for the Commonwealth of Kentucky. How should we pray? I think we should pray for forgiveness, that God would forgive us for our divisiveness, for forsaking the truth and to bring us back to those moorings and to bring us back to truth. I think we should pray for revival. You do realize that about 200 years ago, not very far from these courthouse steps, one of the greatest revivals in the history of America took place in Bourbon County. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. May we pray on this National Day of Prayer that God will do it again. And may we pray for our officials in Frankfort. We have a biblical mandate to pray for them. May we pray for Governor Bevin and Lieutenant Governor Hampton and our State Senator Ralph Alvarado and our State Representative Les Yates, that God would work in their lives, that we may have the environment in our commonwealth to genuinely and truly love one another. Will you join me for prayer? Heavenly Father, God, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for the freedom as it's already been uttered and prayed. We thank you that we can gather here on this beautiful day and we can lift our voices to heaven. God, we are in desperate need of a move from heaven. God, forgive us for where we have sinned and forgive us for the ugliness and the sin and the hatred in our heart. Forgive us for divisiveness. And God, I pray that you would help us to experience the love of God and may it be shed abroad in our hearts and lives so that, God, that we truly and genuinely can spread that love and love one another. God, turn us back to you. God, hear our prayers and heal our land. We pray, God, for the churches across this commonwealth, that, God, that you would give us the heart of God, and God, that you would help us to preach the truth of your word and to lift up Jesus and the glorious gospel message so that that love can be shed abroad so that, God, genuinely and truly we can experience loving one another. Father, we pray for our government here in Kentucky. We thank you, God, for those that have answered the call. We pray, God, that you would work in their lives. You tell us in your word that the king's heart is in your hand and that you will turn it. We pray that you would turn our governor and lieutenant governor and our state senator, our state representative, turn their hearts towards you. God, I pray that you would send a revival, not just to the Commonwealth, send a revival to Capitol Hill in Frankfort. God, may you do a work. And I pray that, Lord, that you would hear our prayers today. And I pray, God, that you would heal our land. For it's in Jesus' precious name we do pray. And all God's people said,
well, three preachers done in 25 minutes. The prayers, I guess, are answered. Is that not true? You know, when I think of our nation, the first word that comes to mind is perhaps not love. The first word that comes to mind, actually, is fear. But I want to clarify, it's not a fear associated with one particular person or one particular circumstance or one particular event. Instead, it is a fear that has been birthed and sustained for many seasons. We live in a season of fear in this country. It's easy to be afraid in times like these. It seems like every time I turn on the television, I watch some kind of news that lets me know of a mass bombing or a mass shooting. I see some kind of discussion about national legislation that serves to undercut the very priorities and principles and core values that we hold dear as Christian people. In many ways, our country can be characterized not by loving one another, but by uncertainty and unstable times. And so each one of us this morning are asking, we have to ask ourselves, and we're left in this position asking ourselves, how do we navigate in the midst of all of this fear? How do we navigate in both faith and love when fear is such a prevailing concept? Or to put it in a more ancient way, how, when the foundations are shaken, what are the righteous to do? It's the very question that David had in Psalm 11. He too lived in dangerous times. He too lived in a time not marked by love. He too lived in fearful times. And I'd like to read the first three verses to you. It says, "In the Lord I take refuge. So then how can you say to me, 'Flee like a bird to your mountain'? Look, the wicked shoot arrows at the upright in heart from the shadows. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do?" So immediately we realize that somebody in David's camp was telling him that you need to flee from your people. You need to flee from that people marked not by love, but by fear. You need to flee from all the strife. Somebody in his camp was encouraging him, don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Don't concern yourself about it. And heavens, don't go to God about it. I'm reminded of the old Polish expression, not my circus, not my monkeys. And it's this thought that I know is prevalent amongst many people. And it's the feeling that is there really anything I can do to bring about change? But David ultimately rejects this notion to flee a people not marked by love, to flee a people marked by strife. Instead, he offers us a truth to live by. And at the end of Psalm 11, he says it this way, "The Lord is righteous, he loves justice, and in troubled times, his people will seek his face." People of Winchester, if there was ever a time when God's people needed to hold high the standard of God's truth and not conform to the culture, today is that day. If there was ever a day where you and I needed to model what sacrificial love is by serving one another, today is that day. We pray for our country because we believe that the faith of the righteous
can redeem a country that is so embedded in this notion of independence that we have forgotten what it means to be dependent on God. And when a country is dependent on God, you will find a people devoted to loving one another. Winchester, the answer has always been to seek his face. Let us pray that our country does that, and that we would be a people marked by love. Would you please join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we pray for your great healing and your peace to spread upon this land. Shine your glorious face upon the spiritually darkest areas of our country. We need you now more than ever before. We pray for our national leaders. We pray for our courts. We pray for our president. We ask that you would appoint strong, faithful men and women of God to serve this nation and our people. People who would not look to the culture for guidance, but would first look to your word for truth and perspective. We pray that we would be a nation marked by godly love. We thank you that you are for us and you still are fighting for us this day. Let us bring honor to your name, for you are alone. For you alone are worthy. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Tony. I'd like to ask you if you would, over the next couple minutes, just to get in groups of maybe three or four, or whatever you're comfortable with, and for at least one person, maybe a couple of you, to kind of lead that group in prayer as we pray on this National Day of Prayer, that God will enable us to love one another by bringing us back to where we need to be with him. And then in just a couple minutes, we'll have John Sparks will come to the microphone, and he'll close us out in prayer. So if you would, at this time, let's gather in small groups, and let's pray for our country.
Thank you for a beautiful day you've given us. Thank you for this time we've had to come together. Lord, we acknowledge you, Lord, as the one that gives us all our blessings, God. And we thank you for how you've blessed this country and this land. And Lord, it's so obvious to the whole world that America's been blessed. And God, we acknowledge that all comes from you. We come to you with thanksgiving. We praise you for that. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that this country was founded on truth, the truth of your word. And God, we glorify you and your son, Jesus. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would work in our country and our land. We pray, Lord, that you would awaken the church. We pray, Lord, you would bring forth revival. We ask for your Holy Spirit to be poured out upon this place and you would move, Lord, I pray. And I pray for this coming Sunday, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we would see revival in this land. I pray that it would start. And God, we just ask, Lord, that you would move and you would work. We pray, Lord, for our country. We pray, Lord, for the sin. We ask, Lord, you would forgive us of our sins, Lord, and you would you cleanse us of our unrighteousness. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his blood. Thank you, Lord, for his willingness and the perfect sacrifice. And we just we glorify him, God. We praise you for all that you do. We ask, Lord, you would bless our country. We pray, Lord, you would unite our country. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, you would raise up leaders, Lord, that would be pleasing and honoring to you, Lord, that they would glorify you and that would be men and women that are of you. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, you would work throughout our land. We just thank you again for this day. We pray you would bless each one as we go from here. And, God, we give you all the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
As we leave this place together, why don't we sing together, God Bless America?
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
You're dismissed.
Just a quick thank you. Thank you, Michael Houchins. Thank you, Witt. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Judge Executive Pace. Thank you, Mayor Bertner. Thank you, WSKV, for your setup, Ethan Moore. Thank you, Dan Brothers, for helping us get this lined out once again every year. God bless.
Thank you, Pam.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that.